This is Radio Nepal. I am Sumanika Lamisane with the news headlines first. Landslides obstructed Beni Jomsom Road section. Tourist, local people and pilgrims affected. Matias Memorial Park constructed in Rampura Palpa and Philippines students returned to school for the first time since COVID. Now the news in detail. The Beni Jomsom Road linking the northern area of Magdi with the National Highway has been obstructed by landslides. As a result, the supply of daily essentials has been disrupted while the mobility of tourists, local people and pilgrims is affected. The 76-kilometer road has been disrupted following landslides at various places including Guite, Dalthale, Titar, Dana and Rupse in Annapurna Rural Municipality 3 in Magdi, said Indra Singh Sechan, supervisor for the Beni Jomsom Korala Road project. He said repair on the road with the mobilization of the project workers is underway. Implementation of study report on the situation of freed Kamaya, Kamlari and Harua Charua 2079 Bikram Sambad has been demanded, saying the freed Harua Charua, Kamaya and Kamlari have not been rehabilitated yet. Rashtriya Dalit Network RDN Nepal demanded implementation of the report. The study committee formed under the coordination of Constituent Assembly member Sam Shrestha had recently submitted the report to the government. Issuing a press release today, Rashtriya Dalit Network has stressed the need of completing the task of collecting data of freed Harua Charua before the coming election by forming an implementation mechanism. Kalyanpur Municipality in Sidhat District announced a public holiday today to mourn the demise of Nepali Congress leader and socialist thinker Pradeep Giri. The holiday declaration took place through a notice issued by Vishnu Ranjan Baral, Chief Administrative Officer at the municipality. On Sunday, Lahan Municipality 14 announced a public holiday to mourn the demise of Giri. Giri died on Saturday night in course of treatment at Nepal Medicity Hospital in Kathmandu. He was admitted to the hospital after returning from neighboring India where he received treatment for cancer. 9 people have died and 77 people have been injured due to road accidents in Chitwan district in 1 month. According to District Traffic Police Office, in the month of July-August, 1 person died on East-West Highway, 17 were injured. 3 people died and 10 were injured on Narangarh Mughling Road section. 1 person died and 20 were injured on Prithivi Highway. 1 person died and 3 were injured on the Arvind section. The head of the office, Dharma Bahadur Adhikari, said that with the increase in the number of vehicles, the human losses and material losses due to accidents have not decreased. He said that more than 80% of accidents and damages are caused due to human negligence. Matias Memorial Park has been constructed in Rampura Palpa. A park has been constructed in Sani Omrais Community Forest area located in Rampur Municipality 3 with the aim of developing tourism. A member of the House of Representatives and a former minister, Dal Bahadur Rana, inaugurated the newly constructed park on Sunday and said that the park built for the memory of Matias will help in tourism development. He says that various structures would be added to make the park organized. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates. Pakistan's police have charged the country's former Prime Minister Imran Khan under anti-terror laws. Their investigation comes after he accused the police and judiciary of detaining and torturing his close aide. Tensions are high in the country with the former leader's supporters gathering outside his house vying to take over if he is arrested. Since being ousted from power in April, Khan has been a vocal critic of the government and the country's army. In a public speech on Saturday, Khan condemned Islamabad's police chief and a female judge for the detention Johnson and Ali's mistreatment of his party colleague Shahbaz Gill. Officials accused Khan of breaching the country's anti-terrorism act for allegedly making threats against the state officials. Somali security forces have said they rescued 106 people who were trapped inside the hotel that had been stormed by militants on Friday night. 21 people are confirmed to have died in the 30-hour ordeal, the health ministry said. The fight to retake the hotel ended overnight. The assailants used explosives to gain entry to Mogadishu Hyatt Hotel before violently taking control. Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab has taken responsibility for the attack. The death toll could rise as there is a possibility that family members collected the bodies of relatives before an official count was made, Health Minister Ali Haji Adan said. He added that 117 people were injured, with 15 of them being in critical condition. Millions of students across the Philippines returned to the classroom on Monday after one of the world's longest school closures. Almost the half the country's school resumed in-person classes after more than 2 years of distance learning. The Philippines was one of the last few countries to transition back to face-to-face learning after COVID struck. But some experts say the prolonged suspension of in-person lessons has worsened an education crisis. Around 24,000 of the country's public schools, or just less than half, will implement 5 days of face-to-face classes. The rest will hold a mix of in-person and online classes, education officials say, at least until November, when all 27 million registered students are expected to head back to the classroom full-time. Some schools will have to split classes in the shifts because of classroom shortages and to avoid overcrowding due to fears that schools could turn into new virus hotspots, say the Department of Education. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudarpasam Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the provinces. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudarpasam Province, and at a few places in the rest of the country. Similarly, the division stated that the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Gandaki Province, Lumini Province, Karnali Province and Sudarpasam Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the provinces tonight. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in a few places of Gandaki Province and Lumini Province, and at one or two places in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Landslides obstruct Beni-Jomsom road section, tourist local people and pilgrims affected. Matias Memorial Park constructed in Rampur of Palpa, and Philippines students return to school for the first time since COVID. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Red Nepal. Have a good day.